Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And today's prayer is dedicated to the storm-tossed people out there, the storm-tossed ones, the ones who are encountering something that seems so overwhelming. And one of the things I know about storms is you have literally no control over whether they come, when they leave, what kind of devastation they produce. We as humans are helpless to prevent a physical storm, but we're also helpless to prevent a lot of the storms that accost our lives. And so if you're in the middle of a storm today, this passage and this prayer is for you. And if you have a friend who is going through a storm today, would you pass this podcast on to them? Because I think it will be a blessing to them. So we are reading at the very end of Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41 in the New Living Translation, and it says this. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence! Be still!" Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and the waves obey him." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, you happen to know about me that this was the story that started me on the journey toward you. I heard it at a Young Life meeting when I was a sophomore. Or actually a freshman in high school, and the Young Life leader stood up and shared this story and then just asked us to ask ourselves that question, who is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? And that question, that beautiful question, stayed in my mind all summer long, and the next fall I met you, Jesus. And so this is a powerful, powerful story. And I pray for those who are in the same situation. They're in a boat. The wind and seas have come up. The waves are crashing over the boat. They're afraid they're about to perish. And yet, when you wake up, after they wake you up, and you stand and you tell the waves to be peaceful and still and be silent, everything calms in an instant. And Lord, that's what we need today. We are storm-tossed. We are broken. We are confused. We are stressed out. We are worried. We are thinking about the future with trepidation. We are having money problems. We don't know how to pay for everything. We are in a position of helplessness, and the wind and the sea are battering against us, and sometimes it feels like it's too much. You know, we talk about disasters in three, and sometimes people have disasters in tens and 11s and 15s and 20s, like one after another. We have Job-like lives, one thing after another, after another, after another, and it feels like you've forsaken us, but you have promised that you will never leave us. This is the truth, and you will never forsake us. Help us to rest on the truth of that, that solid rock. This is where the disciples missed it. They forgot that you were their stability, that you were going to be with them, that you had a plan for their lives. Instead, they panicked. And so, Lord, Oswald Chambers says, we mistake panic for inspiration. Lord, instead of panic today, I pray that you would replace that panic with patience and with faith and believing in you and trusting in you that you will do what you say you will do. I know that in this world, you promise, in this world, we will have trouble. That is normative. But you said, take heart, I have overcome the world. And so we need you, Prince of Peace. We need your peace be still in our hearts, because they are raging, they are overflowing, they are broken, they are needy. But we praise you and thank you. And I thank you and praise you right now that you are calming the storm of my friend's heart right now through your Holy Spirit, through the power that is within them. Please, Lord, help us to return to you, to turn to you, to trust in you, and ask ourselves this question: who is it that the wind and seas obey him? And we know that you are the powerful one. You are the one who is Lord of our lives. And we lay our lives down before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay, a bunch of different levels. It's super fun, and you get some freebies every month for those who are supporting. So thanks so much. And even if you're in the middle of a storm, just know the truth is Jesus is with you. He is with you. He is with you.